Thank you, Sharon, and good morning, everybody. I don't know about you, but for me, it's been a difficult time. Every night we turn on the news and we hear a lot of really bad news everywhere. And I have to say, after a while, I get to the point where I really don't want to turn on the news anymore. We hear about, over 3 million cases of COVID-19, 200,000 deaths, and these numbers may be actually gross underestimates. Millions of people are out of work, reacting to fear. People have started hoarding different things. I know when I go to the grocery store, I haven't seen toilet paper for a long time. Even lately, because of the concerns about the shutdowns of the meat packing plants, we see meat disappearing off the shelves. There are people, countless stories of people feeling isolated and lonely. And sadly, the most vulnerable in our society are being taken from us. We've also heard of the recent deaths in Nova Scotia. And I don't know about you, but it wouldn't be surprising if we all began to feel somewhat powerlessness around the death all around us. Our lives have been turned upside down. And at times like these, people have often asked, why would a loving God allow such things to happen? Why would he or she or it create a pandemic? What have we done to deserve this? Why has God abandoned us? At the crux of these questions, though, is a limited perception based upon the illusion of separation. This illusion has been with us for a very long time. Many of us were schooled in Western creation stories. Take your pick. Could be that God created the earth in 6 days, or there was a big bang 14 billion years ago. That creation somehow was something that happened a long time ago. And now we're kind of left to pick up the pieces. The consequence of this illusion of fear often can become anger, doubt, blame, and at worst, hatred. It's this limited perception that is at the root of our problem. What if that illusion, that belief in separation is not real? That creation never ended, and that we have never been separate from God? I believe that there are two primary emotions. There's fear, which is born out of this illusion of separation, and love, which always connects us. If there's one insight that may be gleaned from this pandemic and the terrible news from Nova Scotia, it tells us about the consequences of fear and the consequences of love. To quote a famous song that I know Sharon likes a great deal, love is indeed all around us. Indeed, look at us today. We are connecting across a vast space in this messy service. At one time, we'd have our service at the church here in Lethbridge or Calgary or Edmonton, and we'd all be in our own little space, celebrating spirit. But look at us now. We're connecting right across the province, if not beyond, something we would never have done before. Nations across the world are sharing equipment and supplies. Many governments are coming to help people who have lost their jobs. And people, despite losing their jobs, are volunteering to help those who cannot leave their homes. Many who are isolated in their homes are cheering and banging pots and pans to support first responders. Because from being connected comes love and compassion. And with love comes healing. Indeed, the definition of healing from Merriam-Webster Dictionary, is to make sound or whole. That is, healing brings connection, and connection brings healing. There are many places on Earth now that for the first time in generations can be seen from space. Animals are returning to places that they left long ago. What this pandemic also tells us is that we have never been separate from God, and that creation has never ended. You see, creation is not an event from the past. It's an ongoing process. And if we are not separate from God, then we are all creating this together. The pandemic and the loss of life across the globe ask us to reflect upon our lives and how we live, to look at ourselves and the world with perhaps a bit more expansive or a wider angled lens, to heal, to grow, to love, and to realize perhaps a little bit more who we truly are. For God has never abandoned us, just as love has never abandoned us. But we can choose to forget about those things. And some may choose separation, fear, and death instead of connection, love, and life. Spiritualism, to paraphrase one of the greatest mediums of the 20th century, Minister Gordon Higginson, is not about speaking to the dead, because the dead are not dead. It's really about how the bonds of love connect us, not only in this world, but beyond this physical life. Spiritualism is not about death, for death too is an illusion. It asks us to be concerned not about how and when we will die, but how we will live these eternal lives. For this is often the reason that countless spirits, when they come through, provide guidance to us, encourage us, support us. They're not talking about their lives necessarily in the spirit world. They're talking about and trying to support us in our lives. And very often, the message is one of healing. Indeed, it's a message which, because it comes from love, always connects and heals. So, it's important that we think about what we're creating and how we're creating. Is it born from fear or is it born from love? I know that what we create comes from love, this world will be a better place for it. And I know that we have support from the spirit world in doing that. And that support will never leave us. So I wish that each and every one of you will enjoy and find love in creation, in creating not only your life, but helping to create our world together. It's often been said during this pandemic that we are all in this together, and it's true, we are. What's even more true is that we always have been and always will be. It's purely a choice of what we wish to create. May you all create well. Thank you.
Thank you, William, for your wonderful words and thoughts for today.